WRCO.
Welcome to the Hometown Baseball Postgame Show. I'm Phil Neid, joined by Michael Hernan. Arena has just put the wraps on a win here today, 9-0, the final. And, Michael, that score is a little deceptive, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure it's deceptive. I mean, this game was 2-0 after 7 innings. Then Arena, all of a sudden, their bats got going. They had 2 runs in the 8th, and then, of course, that massive 5-run inning in the 9th, where basically just the poised to sleep, basically. But at the beginning, through 7 innings, both pitchers were really good. And not only the pitchers, the defenses. The defenses were spectacular today. Very spectacular until eventually the last swing for the Mudcats. But the Arena Aces, the whole game, just dominant from Eli Alt. His strikeout, like 11 or 12 strikeouts?
I had 11. I guess.
11.
Uh-huh.
11 strikeouts out of 27 total outs. That's pure dominance from Eli Alt. Just props to him. And the Arena defense backed him up as well. This was just an incredible defensive clinic, pitching to clinic for the Arena Aces. And again, the hitting provided a lot of insurance those past 2 innings. Arena got a much-needed W here as they are now 6th place alone. We'll see how Schultzberg-Benson does during their game. But so far, Arena, 6th place in the Western section. And it looks like they can win again next week against Blancherville, and then either the winner between Argyle and Ridgeway loses, they're going to punch their ticket into the hometown league playoff.
You bet. And that's good for that franchise. They made the playoffs last year, just kind of got in, but boy, you better your chances with a couple of more wins this regular season, maybe move up, maybe get a home game in the playoffs.
Oh, for sure. That's going to be a hard task to get a home team or a home playoff game, especially when there's a lot of good teams in the section. There's a lot. There's so far 5 teams that are at least two games above 500, and then those top 5 teams are solidified themselves as the best 5 teams in the Western section. But, you know, you keep racking up wins, and maybe hope they lose. Maybe they could again. But right now, you got to focus on yourself. Just try to get in. You get in, you've got a chance.
Well, pitchers go the distance today. Elijah Alt, upon further review, I questioned my stats. We were looking at it, and I did miss one, so you're right. He did have 12 strikeouts today. Elijah Alt gets the win, 2 walks, and he gives up 3 hits. That's a great day.
That's pure dominance from Eli Alt. And give credit to Alex Meister on the other side as well. It looked like he kind of got a little fatigued towards the end where Reno eventually got to him, but those first 2-7 innings were pretty great as well. It's just too bad he didn't really get the run support that the Mudcats needed. And the Mudcats, they had opportunities in those innings. They had opportunities for their runners in second. They have runners at third. But they just couldn't capitalize at the end of the day. When Arena did that, they did. And that's the deciding factor at the end of the day. Arena got the runs they needed at the end of the game to support them. Eli Alt feeling comfortable in those last innings. Again, 3-hit shutout performance from Eli Alt, complete game. That's just pure dominance. And Arena's feeling really good entering the final 2 games of the regular season.
4 strikeouts and 4 walks for Alex Meister, and Arena picks up 15 hits, but 10 of those were in the 8th and 9th combined. So 5 runs, 5 hits, I should say, given up in the 8th, 5 hits in the 9th. So that's where, again, kind of lost a little velocity there, but he goes the distance. Again, a rarity to see your starters go all 9 innings Sunday League home talent, so hats off to both gentlemen today.
For sure, hats off, and especially Alex Meister had some rough bunches in the last inning, but it's hard in baseball, just in general. It's hard in baseball to go a complete game, especially now you got fear of Tommy John, especially in the majors, but especially like young age, like especially like how most of these guys are really young. Tommy John is a big concern, and you know that's why you really don't see like pitchers go a complete game anymore. And especially not only that fear, but also just the performance aspect. It's really hard. And especially on your arm, especially the amount of pitches that you're throwing a week, just going to a complete game is very hard to do. So props to Eli Alt and Alex Meister for going the distance. And, of course, Eli Alt doing it with style and performance and excellence in those 9.
Nails down another win for Arena, and he is backed up at the plate by Nate Jennings, 3-for-5 with an RBI. Dane McElwee, 3-for-4 with a walk and 2 RBI. 2-for-4 for Elijah Alt with a walk, and 2-for-5 with an RBI for Alex Stotts. On the Muscadet side, Carson Kenyon, 1-for-4. Mason Atkins, 1-for-2. with a walk. And Matthew Cartwright had a hit in there as well. He is 1-for-3. Muscadet falls to 0-10 with the loss here today. Arena improves to 4-5. The Lions scored today 9 runs, 15 hits, no errors, and 8 left on for Arena. No runs, 3 hits, 3 errors, 4 left on for Muscadet. Today's time of game, 2 hours. This one flew by quickly, didn't it?
Yeah, it did flow by quickly. And of course, when you have like low-scoring pitching battles slash defensive battles, that's usually the results you're going to get. You're usually going to get fast-moving games in less than 2 hours, basically around that time. And it's great baseball. I honestly love watching pitcher's duels. I think like the low-scoring games, it gets a lot quicker. And sure, I guess more baseball is more, but again, pitching is a really good quality of baseball. And of course, these fans don't want to really watch like 3 or 4 hours of baseball. They just want some of your quick games.
Yep.
And quick pitching performances give you quick games like that.
Get in and get out. You bet. Appreciate you coming along today, Michael.
Yeah, thank you.
Big plans for the rest of the day?
Not really.
All right. Well, I've got to take a nap, and then we invite everybody to the Starlight 14 Drive-In, the outdoor tonight. They'll be showing a classic movie, Smokey and the Bandit. It was out a little before your time, Michael.
Oh, yeah. And for some reason, I have watched a little bit of that movie, surprisingly, at the end, too.
Well, bring your friends tonight to the outdoor, and you can see classic movies all summer long now, starting tonight. This one that I personally chose, so I'm going to try to make it there. I might have to go home and take a nap, though. I'm going to stay up and watch the movie. So,
oh, yeah.
We'll see.
Oh, yeah.
It's been fun today. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Our engineer, Tim Feed, as well, back at the home base. Once again, Arena with the win, staying in that playoff contention there and looking at bettering their chances during the final couple of weeks of the regular season. We'll be on hand next Sunday at Arena when they take on Blanchardville for their next game. 9-0, the final. Arena gets the win over the Muscadet Mudcats. Thanks for supporting Hometown Baseball. On behalf of Michael Hernan, this is Phil Nee, and we invite you to join us all season long, all summer long, for summer baseball, WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
It's summer baseball on WRCO. We're proud to bring you coverage of talented local athletes. Today's game is made possible by our generous sponsors, Chitwood Electric, Julie's Tax Service, Walsh's Ace, Richland Electric, Napa, Jones Chevrolet Buick, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Muscadet Mini Mart, Jay's Power Center, Arneson Service and Repair, Scott Industries, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Brouhaha Roasters, Meister Cheese, Town & Country TV & Appliance, Schmidt Woodland Hills, BL Signs, The People's Community Bank, House on the Rock Attraction Resort, Wilkinson Auction Company, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Turbos, Julie Karen State Farm, Pratt's, and Dunkin' Donuts.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Time. When you start to sing along, think about all the times that we danced in moonlight to it all night long. Oh, then miss me, baby. And want me, honey, like you did the night you told me that you loved me. Couldn't wait anymore. Left the keys in the door, took my hand, pulled me down on the kitchen floor. Yeah, we were that crazy. Miss me, baby. Cause when he's holding you, know that it's killing me. Let my memory be the reason, girl, you can't sleep. And every time you feel his touch, I pray to God it's not enough. That I touched your heart so deep, girl, you can't shake me. Cause I love you, yes I need you. Miss me, baby. Miss me, baby. Until you can't take it no more. Miss me, baby. Pack your bags and hit the door.
I'm a man, I was wrong, forgive me, come back home, I'll be waiting, right here waiting. Miss me, baby. Cause when he's holding you, know that it's killing me. Let my memory be the reason, girl, that you can't sleep. Every time you feel his touch, I pray to God it's not enough. And that I touched your heart so deep, girl, you can't shake me. Cause I love you. Yes, I love you. I love you. Yes, I need you. Miss me, baby. Every time you hear this song, miss me, baby.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
WRCO. Oh, got the sun setting down on the grass in the yard. Got my head on your shoulder and my hand on your heart. Watching a bed for babies, laughing and picking daisies, catching the fireflies in a jar. This is as good as it gets. I don't know what I would change. I love this love that we live. I love that smile on your face. No, we ain't gotta look back at all those pictures and frames and wish it'll stay the same. Cause right here, right now, I say these are the glory days. It's a first
These are the glory days.
That was Gabby Barrett with Glory Days. Glory Days. And thank you for making WRCO a part of your day. And thank you to those who listened to Home Talent League Baseball. It was Arena beating Muscadet by a score of 9-0, which was the final score. I'm Tim Thede. I'll be bringing you some more great music, news, and information up until the 6 o'clock hour tonight, I should say. And hoping your Sunday is a good one. It's mostly cloudy out there now. It's a little bit of sun came out. 79 degrees. And so Tony Schumacher, we went past the high that Tony Schumacher predicted. So that's a great news. And maybe some showers later on. We'll wait and see. But other than that, hope you're finishing out your 4th of July weekend well. From the WRCO Lost and Found Department, found a white medium-height dog with a black collar. The dog was found near St. Mary's Church. If this sounds like your dog, give a call to 608-604-5665. Also, lost in the Gotham area, a small golden retriever wearing a green collar and a training collar. The dog's name, Rusty, is written on the tag on the collar. If you found Rusty, give a call to 608-604-3883. And found on Wheat Hollow Road, two gas cans and one other item. That other item must be described before claiming. Give a call to 608-604-2274. And then just to let you know that going on right now is actually going on later, I should say, Kickapoo Cowboy Church is going to be held the first Sunday of each month. So it's being held tonight at 6 at the Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. Coming up next is we have Larry White with Ready, Willing, and Able.
bet you thought that I'd be crying. Go on, tell yourself I done you wrong. But we both know you'll be lying. You don't have to have a reason. If your heart is set on leaving, but you'll remember on some rainy day a little simple word or thought or a birthday card I bought. Just surrender, but you can't get away. You never can be free from a memory like I'm gonna be. It's just a high-heeled illusion. Better count the cost of being free. Is it worth all that you're losing? It may be over, but it's not ending. 'Cause there's one thing you're forgetting. You'll remember on some rainy day back someday. Don't be surprised on some lonely night when you close your eyes.
Okay, we're breaking up. It is what it is. You know what they say, that old cliche. Let's just be friends. Let's play it out in our minds. I'll see you out on the town one Friday night. Get to talking, cross the lines. Let's say it now before we say goodbye. We can't.
Talking about what happened, where does that leave you and me?
That was Cameron Marlowe featuring Ella Langley with Strangers on Country and Community. Before that, we heard from Tanya Tucker as well as Chris Stapleton. Sun is coming out more. Looks like a lot of more of those clouds are clearing away a little bit more. That's great to see. I was kind of looking at the radar earlier. A lot of the showers they started coming in seem like they're kind of dissipating away, but that's not to rule out that we won't get any. You never know with some of these showers. They also actually pop up when you don't realize it. So hopefully this rain can stay away and we can say we had a decent Sunday without rain. And our current temperature is 79 degrees at 338. And that's according to the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge. Milwaukee Brewers, they're looking to take at least one out of the three games against the Dodgers after losing again last night. And that game is going on right now in Los Angeles. And you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Also later tonight, if you like classic country music, then you're going to love old country with your host, Bo Hinrichs. That will be on from 6 until midnight right here on WRCO 100.9. Also online at WRCO.com as well as on the Civic Media app. Coming up next, we have Sammy Kershaw.
He was walking in the parking lot when she finally caught up with him. Said, "Hey boy, you forgot your keys. Is that your car?" She ran her fingers across the hood and told him, "I've never been in one of these." He said, "Hop in and I'll take you for a ride around the block if you've got time." She said as she took her apron off, "I must be out of my mind." He pushed a button and the ragtop came down. Pushed another and the music came on. Pushed it to the floor and off they went. She asked his name, he told her. He asked her name, she told him. Said, "You wanna head back?" She said, "Not yet." Feels good to have the sun on my face and the wind blowing through my hair. He said, "Where to next?" She said, "I don't care. I've never been. I've never done anything except wait on tables in that bar. Small talk and small change. I've never loved anyone. I've never had someone care. Boy, until you came along. I've never been anywhere." They drove around to what seemed for hours. In the sky the sun was setting. Said, "Where do you live? I'll drive you home." He walked her up to the front porch screen door. On her lips she felt his kisses. He said goodbye, she said so long. Well, he got in his car and drove away, but then he stopped and threw it in reverse. She came running off that front porch and he put his arms round her. "I've never been anywhere. I've never done anything but working some old dead-end job, chasing after dead-end dreams. But girl, you brought my life to life. Your smile is like a breath of air. Yeah, until you came along. I've never been." Walking in the parking lot when she finally caught up with him. Said, "Hey boy, you forgot your keys."
Dan and Shay with You on Country and Community. And right now our time is 3:49. And in entertainment news, after a historically bad first half of the year, the box office is suddenly booming. The Illumination animation sequel Despicable Me 4 led the way over the holiday weekend with $75 million in ticket sales Friday through today. Universal Studio Metrics released today estimated that the movie has ranked in $122.6 million. Has raked in $122.6 million since opening on Wednesday. The Independence Day weekend haul further extended the considerable box office reign of the Minions, arguably the most bankable force in movies today. And it also kept a summer streak going for Hollywood. This year's biggest hits thus far are Inside Out 2, which came in second with $30 million, and A Quiet Place Day One dropped to third with $21 million. So it's great to see everybody's getting into the movies. And as Phil mentioned at the end of his broadcast, if you want to take in a movie, Smokey and the Bandit's going to be at the drive-in tonight. So be sure to stop on out there. That was a movie that Phil had picked for the classic movies that are going to be shown at the drive-in every Sunday now, right here in Richland Center. Admission is only $5 to that movie.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil & LP family.
Looking for a great retirement job? The House on the Rock Resort Golf Course in Spring Green has groundkeeping positions available. Good driving record required. Choose from 5 shifts a week or part-time work. Enjoy on-the-job training. Some positions are year-round, while most are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com. Join the team today.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with 2 locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, NAPA has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at NAPA. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at NAPA Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscoville.
NAPA know-how!
Great news!
100.9 WRCO.
I woke up this morning with this feeling inside me that I can't explain, like a weight that I've carried, been carried away, away. But I know something is coming. I don't know what it is, but I know it's amazing. And save me, my time is coming out. It's not gonna wait till you make up your mind at all. So while this storm is breaking, while there's a light at the end of the tunnel, you keep running towards it, releasing the pressure that's in your heart. Hang around.
now.